You're listening to the Who Cares News for Friday, October 11th, 2019. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Happy Friday.
Y'all.
Happy Friday, y'all.
There you go. Random facts for today.
Random fact Friday.
A Swiss Army knife is called a MacGyver knife in South Korea. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
It makes perfect sense.
It does. Well, naturally.
Doesn't it?
Natch.
The MacGyver knife. I like that. I like that. Lamborghini started as a tractor company.
Really?
Yeah, in 1948. In fact, the founder didn't start the car company until 1963, so there are no Lamborghinis before the 60s.
I'd like to see that tractor.
Right?
I want to see a John Deere and a Lamborghini race.
This is an Italian country western song is what this is. French law.
I got on my Lamborghini and pulled up some hay.
That all dead bodies transported into the country to have identification. So when the mummy of Ramesses II was transported from Egypt to France in 1974, it had a passport with the occupation as King Deceased.
Jeez. I don't even have a passport and I'm alive.
Casey Kasem's buried somewhere in Norway.
May I see your passport or your driver's license or identification card, please?
He's
not talking back to me. Why?
The first time goaltending was called in the WNBA was in 2008, 11 years after the league debuted. The first dunk happened in the fifth year. So goaltending didn't happen for the first 11 years of the women's NBA. So there you go. Some random facts.
Wonder why.
Random. But
maybe they can't jump as high.
They can't jump as high. I don't pay attention.
Maybe they just thought women don't goaltend.
Yeah. No, everybody goaltends. Come on. All right, it is time for the Who Cares News today. I'm sure you have earth-shattering news that will be important to our very existence on this Friday.
You know it.
What's going on?
Your girl, Jennifer Aniston.
My girl?
She's never been a fan of the socials.
No?
Not a social media person. In the new issue of Allure magazine, she takes aim at one of the most aggravating and demoralizing aspects of it. And I have to agree with her, actually.
And that is?
The comments.
Well, yeah.
So Jen says, we need to take away comment sections, which I kind of agree with. No, when people say, don't read the comments, well, I've read the comments. I'm not an idiot. It's a horrible, horrible thing to do, which creates stress, which raises your cortisol, and then you break out.
When did she become such a big health expert? Just because she drinks smart water and uses
Big Macs.
Vino or whatever. I don't know what the hell. Come on.
Thanks, Jen Aniston.
Thanks, Jen.
Because cortisol is a stress hormone, and one of the effects of high levels of cortisol is acne.
Huh.
So I guess Jen might be right. Reading the comments can make you break out.
Well, why does she get upset about the comments?
Because comments suck.
No, she should just read them and go like...
A lot of times they just... Oh, they're mean.
If she would clap back in the comments and say, hey, who the hell do you think you are? I'm effing Jen Aniston. Come on now. Then maybe she wouldn't have raised levels of cortisol. Then she wouldn't break out. Then she wouldn't need more Aveeno.
Can't say something nice. Shut the F up.
That's what my mom always says.
That's what Morgan says. Just shut the front door.
Shut the front door.
Oh. Guess who's getting their own talk show next year?
Oh, God.
Guess who's drawing the next number?
No.
Drew Barrymore.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. It seems like it's a law that every celebrity gets a crack at a daytime talk show.
Yeah, that's true.
So, Drew, her
You know what?
Her,
I don't think she'll be very successful, but I think she'll be okay.
I think she'll be okay.
She's a great interview, you know? And
she's cute. She's lovable.
Yeah.
She's Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, but she's not gay, so I don't know if that's going to work for her, you know, the talk show thing, because I think you got to be gay.
Kelly Clarkson's not gay.
No, I know, but Kelly Clarkson's different. She's Kelly Clarkson. She's just bubbly.
No, you don't have to be gay. I don't think Drew. I don't think Drew.
Well, no, I know, but Drew's not.
Drew's, she's not, she can be bubbly.
She can, but I don't know.
Haven't you seen The Wedding Singer?
She was I've not bubbly seen in that. I just wanted to bring about every movie Drew Barrymore has ever made. I adore her, but I'm not sure she's going to make a good talk show host.
Well, they shot a pilot for a potential show back in August. Mm-hmm.
They do that.
And now they made it official.
Wow, good for them.
Yeah. It's a CBS show.
Okay.
Dell syndicated.
Right.
Just like
sure,
Ellen.
Well, that's what they want to do, yeah.
And Drew says, it's beyond my wildest dreams to have this opportunity for a daily talk show.
God.
I mean, I have dreams. I never dreamed about having a talk show. Maybe I'm dreaming wrong. I don't
know. Yeah, I think you are because I've dreamt of it. And so did Arsenio Hall. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you're in this business, I think you dream of wanting to be a talk show host. Yeah, I used to like him.
Woo, woo, woo.
Right. Dog pound.
I liked him.
He didn't help Cleveland at all.
He was a cutie. and she goes on to say,
yeah,
I'm truly thrilled and honored to be creating this show with CBS.
Ay, ay, ay.
Now, here's someone that I think will not have a successful talk show.
Who's that?
Nick Cannon. And a lot of people
say, so they're
going
to give Nick Cannon
too?
A show too?
Yeah. Yes,
I
Mr.
didn't care
X
for.
Mariah
they didn't
Karen.
Let him. What was he? Was like the host of
some dance
American America's
dance
Got
dance.
Talent for the first season, I think.
And yeah, then he did
or
the
X Factor or one of them.
You can dance or American can dance.
So you think
or
you can dance?
People can dance. So you think you can dance? That's
so you
it.
Think you can dance? I don't know.
Kelly Clarkson's show it's
Kelly's
doing well.
Show is doing very well.
Which I'm glad. Like Kelly Clarkson. I think she's good people. She
I think. Well, you know what's different about her is that. She's young for a talk show host. She's only in her 30s. Uh-huh. So and so women are relating to her. Now, women have to relate to these daytime talk shows.
Yes.
And so women relate to her in a good way, in a positive way. Uh-huh. And she's just a real human being. You know?
She is.
She's not a manufactured star. She's horribly talented.
Oh.
So, yeah.
She's mad talented.
Yeah, yeah. Well, good luck to Drew. I'll probably watch the first episode. You know who would be great?
Oh, no. Here it comes.
As a host of her very own talk show.
And if you say Halle Berry, you have other choices.
Well, no, but Halle would be good. She's down to earth. She could do a little fitness segment every day with her buff trainer.
Olivia Pope could do it. She could do a talk show.
Kerry Washington. Yeah, she could. Oh, I love the way she talks. Anyway. Right? Yeah. All right, we're out of here.
And until Halle Berry responds and says, yes, Morgan, I'm going to make you my project, then I don't know.
We're out. You know? Have yourself a great weekend. See you Monday. And
Halle Berry, I need help. And that's all the news you can get us about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.